Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. We're here.
We're back.
Oh, that's why you were looking like that.
Why was I looking like that?
Never mind.
Because I press record?
No.
What?
Because I last time I was like, oh, that segment probably should really be in your segment, but whatever.
No. No, I was looking like that because I was like, I thought she said something else.
I feel like she did. I don't remember the
heart chakra
the
part.
Chakra
yeah,
part.
I don't remember. Oh, she said cleansing your energy. And I was like, okay, we'll go with it. It was something like that. It wasn't specific to like, whatever. Hi, it's Thursday.
We big. Hope y'all like our banter. Hope you liked it last time.
Last episode, I don't know what we talked about. It was
a lot of things. A little bit of everything, and that's okay. Sometimes.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
We back with another, you know, packed full of info.
Packed full of info.
Yeah.
The super pack.
Yeah. Super condensed. Episode full of a lot of information, and we're gonna kick it off with an icebreaker.
Yes.
So, if you could be on any reality TV show, which one would it be?
I almost said a show that wasn't a reality show, so hold on. Yikes.
I mean, you I'm know, thinking. Go ahead.
No, I'm thinking.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not there yet.
It could be like a dating show, it could be a competition show.
Oh, okay.
It could just be a documentary. You would be on Chopped?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I can see. I know she's going to pick a cooking show.
Chopped.
I know you're going to pick a cooking show.
Yeah.
I did.
There's so many good shows.
It is. What would you be on?
I don't know. You go. If you got yours, go.
Okay. If I was going to be on a show, I'm throwing it back to like early 2000s.
Oh, boy.
Like MTV type show.
Oh.
And I would be on Next because I love that show.
Wait, remind me what Next is.
They were like on the bus. Like it was one person dating a bunch of people on the bus. And then if they didn't want to date them, they would say Next. And they would like get off the bus.
That sounds so familiar. I can't remember it though.
Yes. I love that show. I'm sure it was hella scripted, but I still would.
Oh my gosh.
I love Next.
Jumping on and off that bus.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
But if I had to pick like a modern show, it would probably be Married at First Sight because mm-hmm. I feel like something like that would just work out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Randomly marrying a stranger. That sounds about right.
Well, I mean, that being your plans.
It do. Sometimes. Yeah. My plans is changing. But yes, I just feel like that would work out for me. It would be a success story.
Oh, it's a show that I thought about. It's like a couple show. It's the show that they were in the cube and like you don't see who you're. I forgot the name of it.
Oh, what is that show?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Is it Love is Blind?
I think so.
With the cube. That is a show.
Yes.
Love is Blind.
Where
is a
Lauren
show.
And the guy.
Love is Blind.
Yeah. I think it's Love is Blind.
Yeah.
That was on Netflix.
You would be on that?
I would.
Huh. I could see you on that, Yenny.
I could too.
And she'd have her little voice on. She'd be like, hi, my name's Jennifer, and I'm vegan.
I don't have a voice, okay? I would be on that one, though.
I can see Jenny on, like,
to journal a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
I can see Jenny on, like, a, you know, it's not like a Love and Hip Hop, but like a show about a bunch of rich people. Like, why am I watching you live your life?
My first mind went to like shows like that.
Uh-huh.
And if I had to throw it back, I would want to be on like Laguna Beach or something.
Yeah.
Just because them kids, I'm still low-key kind of jealous of that whole
show. Yes.
Like the OC and Laguna Beach. Y'all had ridiculous amounts of money for no reason.
Yep. Any show where they got they got a bunch of money and I'm just watching you spend it, you could put me on that show as well.
Bonfires at the beach. Yep,
doing nothing. But Jenny would be like the neutral friend. Like, she's always the friend that all the friend groups, you know, got to bring to their settings. And
I can see myself doing like a reality family TV show. And just being like on there.
I wish I could do like a College Hill. I don't do well with roommates though. So like,
oh boy.
I mean, I've had good times with roommates, but I've lived alone for so long. I don't know how that would go.
Yeah, how that would go.
Yeah.
Or even what's the other one that,
oh, it's so many.
There's so many.
They were all black. What is this show? Ugh. And one of the ladies ended up having cancer and passing away.
Oh, Heels. It's something with heels.
Because
Melissa Ford was on it.
Yes. I love that show.
That was a good show.
That was a good show. Because they were all like in fashion or blogging and moving to the city and trying to make stuff work. Like, I like shows like that.
If I could make clothes, I wish I could be on Project Runway, because that is my show. Yes. I love that show.
I see you doing that.
I love that show.
Yeah.
These are some good ones. I couldn't do no, like, Flavor of Love, Bachelor, like, because I'm beating everybody up in the house.
I think if I'm the Bachelor, the Bachelorette, I mean, I could.
If I'm the Bachelorette.
I couldn't be,
Jenny, you could be the Bachelorette. You wouldn't be overwhelmed by all them choices.
Bring them.
You know, Jenny said she knew. She knew.
Look,
What?
Somebody to fight for me. Look, get mad for me, baby. Okay.
Look, okay, Yenny.
For the love of Yenny.
Right.
You
have to bring your friends on to help you out.
Yeah, we get to help pick the kid. That'd be my part.
Yes. I'd be like, I don't like him for you. He ain't it.
I'd be having him do random stuff. Like, show me your talent. Yeah. Show me your talent.
Can you whistle? Whistle a song.
Let me see you. How do you know how to use a hula hoop? Let me see. Just random shit like that. Well, that was fun.
Oh, that was fun.
Let us know, friends, what reality TV shows you would be on if you could pick. Or, you know, let us remind us of some shows that came on that we done forgot about. Because
I'm going to have to go look some of these up and watch them.
Me too. I want to do a supermarket sweepstake.
Oh, my gosh.
The supermarket sweep.
That would be fun.
But, like, what about Target? Like,
oh, Target sweeps?
Oh, baby, if we could have like teams, like we break up.
Oh my god,
we all take a department.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I can do that in every department. And
me too. So I'm like, what you need? I'm getting everything. Okay, so this week for our hot topic, we're gonna talk about forgiveness. I don't know. You know how like. You know how pastors be like, this message was just on my brain.
Yes, like, yes. I was like, ooh, you sent that. I said, okay.
Yeah, this word was just on my brain. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, let's roll with it. So I wanted to ask y'all, what does forgiveness look like for y'all?
I would say for me, it would be, even though, let's just say somebody does something to me and it upsets me or whatever, I would say it would be to be able to understand their point of view of the situation and just empathizing with the situation and kind of taking myself out of the picture and just thinking of it in like a general term. Like, okay, well, in general, like, would you be able to understand why the person did or whatever the situation is? And so just really being able to show that person grace and know, okay, well, moving forward, I can forgive you because I can try to empathize with the situation.
Oh, that's big of you. That is very mature.
You empathizing
with the wrongdoer.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's so, is that easy for you to do or is it hard?
I think that, you know, I mean, it depends on the situation. I would say from my experience, I feel like it's kind of easy because I always, and that's the thing, I feel like I've in a way, I feel like that's kind of like a weakness of mine, because sometimes I feel like I'm too understanding and I try to make sense of a situation too much. And it's like some shit is just messed up and that's just what it is. But I guess I kind of do that to kind of protect myself, to give a reason why something happened instead of just say, okay, well, it's messed up and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And so I think that it's been easy for me, but I think as I've gotten older and moving forward, not saying I'm not going to forgive people, but I think that sometimes I'm just going to be okay with, okay, the situation is messed up and that's just what it is.
It's a good one, Yenny.
That is good. We need more people like you in the world. Okay. Keep that.
Keep it.
Keep that.
Keep it. Protect yourself.
Protect. Yes, definitely. Yes. Because we need people like that.
I would say forgiveness in my life has really looked like me being able to get over something.
Yeah.
And still have a relationship with that person. Like, not even, oh, well, that happened and I got over it and I ain't messing with you no more. Like, being able to be like, okay, and we can still converse.
Right.
We can still be cordial.
Right, right, right.
We can still hang out. Like, I, you know, that's been how forgiveness has just kind of really showed up.
And I think more for me recently, when I think about what you just said, Aisha, I think that, like, sometimes, like, yeah, situations can be some messed up, but sometimes it's like, okay, a situation doesn't have to completely end. It's just like, okay, well, maybe the situation just has to be adjusted and putting different boundaries in place. Like, because maybe before, like, certain boundaries weren't put into place, and maybe that's why something happened. It's like, okay, well, maybe I can still entertain or deal with you, but it just has to be in a different capacity.
For sure. Yeah.
I feel like that's what it's been like for me.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Like, it's not over, but this
Let
is going to look different.
Adjust. Yeah.
I think that forgiveness looks like trying to, like, free myself from whatever was done to me. It's generally pretty easy to for me to forgive people, but it's really easy for me to cut people off too. Because the thing is, it's like, okay, I can forgive you for what you did for myself, but I can also, but you show me what you're capable of doing,
right,
that you can do this.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to deal with you. So I can forgive you to set myself free from it. But that doesn't mean that we have to talk. But it is easier, I think, for me to forgive people that I am close with, because I try not to take, I mean, you know, I'm pretty nonchalant for the most part, so I try not to take things, like, too personally. Or I'll be like, oh, that's my friend, so they wouldn't do that. Like, you know, they didn't mean that. Or, you know, that's my family member, they didn't really mean, you know, to hurt me. Or I try not to. I mean, I know people are people. People do try to hurt you. Family, friends, your partners.
Or even if they don't try, it's like they didn't care if they did.
Yeah, they didn't care if they did. So that's, it's hard, but
it is. It's, yeah, it's hard, because it's like, when you think about, like, a friend or a family member, it's like, well, did you not take me into consideration? Like, what didn't cross your mind? But I think, like, a saying that I kind of had came across a while back that I kind of keep in mind is that, like, when people do things, a lot of times it has nothing to do with you. And so I think that's what makes it easy for me to forgive people, because when I think about the situation, it's like, okay, whatever you got going on, that's with you.
Right.
This going on with you. And it's kind of like a trickle down effect. Like, you know, it kind of happened to, you know, affect me, but it's like, it goes back, well, did you not take me into consideration, or did you not care enough about me to think about how that may impact me?
Yeah, because that's the part that hurts the most, is when you think about, like, it's not just the action, but it's like, dang, you did this, like, you didn't even think of me, or, you know, like, I didn't think you would do this to me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, because some stuff, I mean, like you said, some stuff is not intentional, but some stuff is like, dang, you really did that to me. I thought we were better than that.
Right.
So that's the part that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah. I've had a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
Had a lot of that. And for me, I think, too, I've forgiven people, but I'm still not over whatever the happening was. You know what I'm saying? Like, some stuff just kind of sticks with you, and it's like, eh, I'm still not over that, but I've moved past it so that we can have a relationship or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's good. I feel like that, yeah, because it's like, okay, yes, I forgive you, but mm-hmm. like for myself, I just need time to work through mm-hmm. this. Like, yeah. I need to process this, and this yeah. is just a me thing. Yeah. But I've accepted, like, you know, whatever the status of our relationship or our connection is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, we can either move on and it doesn't change, but I just still need to process that.
Right.
Or we just do not talk because it, you know, because yeah. I made that decision that I don't want to yeah. be connected to you anymore for whatever reason.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm. How long does it take y'all to forgive somebody? Like, a long time? Because at what point does it become a grudge? At what point is it like...
That's what I was going to ask. Like, at what point, like... Because, I mean, I've been in situations where it's like, okay, I'll tell myself, okay, I can move forward and I can forgive you. But then when I think about the situation, like, it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, did I truly forgive the person if mm-hmm. I'm still upset about the situation? I mean, I guess you can still be upset about it, but it's like, do you truly, like, have you truly forgiven someone if you get upset and then you being upset kind of makes you interact differently with that person? It's like, did you truly forgive him though?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that I used to struggle with forgiveness because I felt like, well, that means that I'm accepting of what someone did. Or if I forgive them, then that means that
it makes it okay.
Yes. Yeah. Or it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. And I know that they don't necessarily go hand in hand, but I really wanted to hold on to that. Like, mm-hmm. it pissed me off. And, mm-hmm. you know. Right. Like, if I forgive you, that means that I'm not pissed off anymore, which is not necessarily true. It's still fucked up. Like, yeah. you know, but I used to struggle with that so hard. And I feel like it's a grudge if you are choosing not to forgive the person. Like, you right. cannot, mm-hmm. you cannot be ready to forgive them. And that's yeah. okay. I don't think that forgiveness means that you're required to forgive them right away. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that. But I think if you are making a decision to not mm-hmm. forgive somebody, mm-hmm. that's probably when it becomes a grudge.
That's what I was going to say. If it's more about the intentionality mm-hmm. behind, I'm gonna hold this feeling and I don't like you because of it.
Yeah.
And I'm upset because of it, and no, I don't want to get over it. Like, is that, for me, is more of I'm holding a grudge mm-hmm. because I am intentionally saying I'm not gonna move past this and be over this with you.
Yeah. I think being in a sorority definitely has changed the way I looked at forgiveness.
Ooh.
Because when it comes to like men, it's easy for me to decide whether, oh, I don't want to deal with you anymore, or yeah. like, we can go on in our relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
But with, like, your sorority sisters, y'all stuck. Like, y'all are mm-hmm. stuck. Especially, and I know it's not like that for everybody.
For everybody.
But
yeah.
you know, the chapter that we come from and everything, like, that's just the culture that we are stuck.
Yeah.
You know, to each yeah. other. So it's like, I really got to forgive my sister. Like,
yeah.
And I still got to work with her. I still mm-hmm. got to do things with her. I yeah. want to do these things with her.
Right.
You know, but something has happened, and it happens lots of times.
Yes. Over,
with different sisters.
Yes.
And so I think that has definitely, you know, forced me to get better at forgiving people and, like, letting stuff, like, you know, roll off my back.
Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, we don't do the whole, oh, you know, you can't invite so-and-so because da-da-da-da. No. Everybody invited.
Everybody
they don't. If they don't come, they just don't come.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't intentionally shut uh-uh. people out. So,
no.
So yeah, you do gotta.
You do gotta work through that.
And I've seen some really good forgiveness stories.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Where I've known all the dirty details of what went down.
Absolutely.
And I'm just like, ooh, and to see y'all together,
yes,
you know, and
yes.
to see y'all doing things together, telling each other happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, that's forgiveness, because mm-hmm. I know how hurt some people were through different things, and just being able to move through a lot is, yeah, that's a good example.
It is. I mean, that's the only one I got. Cause
I think my thing is, like, her, when you were saying, like, okay, well, if I forgive somebody, like, does it make it okay, or does it make mm-hmm. it, like, not a problem? I think on the, like, my biggest thing is, like, okay, well, if I forgive you, like, are you gonna take it to where it's like, oh, I have, like, a free, you know, go, and are you
yeah.
gonna do it again, or mm-hmm. are you gonna take me forgiving you and take it and be serious about it. I think that's my biggest thing. It's like, how are they viewing me for giving them? Mm-hmm. Like, is it like, oh, damn, I got away. I can, you know, do whatever. Or are you really, like, you know, taking it seriously?
Yeah, are you remorseful for what you did? Mm-hmm. Is it not going to happen again?
Right.
Yeah.
Cause,
I don't know. I mean, it's, I think...
I think that's when forgiveness goes back to being about being for you.
Yeah.
Because you can't control the other person.
No.
Or if they're going to do it again or what they're going to do next. Like, and so that's when the root in forgiveness just really comes back to, okay, well, I'm letting this go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving on. We're good. As a now,
yeah.
and I'm in a good clean space and energy with
right,
and I can move on. Mm-hmm. And what you choose to do next is on you. Mm-hmm. And if something happens next and it's going to damage our relationship, then that's just what it is.
Not really thinking about the long term. What if it's like, okay, I'm addressing it now for me, and then moving forward, if something does happen, then I know, okay, well, I've forgiven you once, and you know, maybe at that time I can't forgive you again.
Because it's a difference between like you being close to somebody for many years and just different things happen versus somebody intentionally being a repeat offender. And you showing me that you just don't respect me. It's really what it is. Right. It's not like there's a misunderstanding or, you know, I took your intentions for something the wrong way. It's like, okay, you really are showing me you just basically don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah.
And then I need to
move around.
Yeah. And that's men, friendship, child, family.
I just had one of them situations the other week and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to move around now. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
Because you're holding space.
Uh-huh.
And it's no bad blood. Like, I'm not going to be upset about it. And if I see you, I'll say hello.
Yeah. Now I just know how to move with you.
And it's nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically. Has there been a time where y'all felt like y'all couldn't forgive somebody for something?
Mm-hmm.
I thought there were times I was never going to be able to forgive.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah.
It was like, I don't want this person in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
ever again. Mm-hmm. You know? And your heart. And who you believe in, you know, moves you in a different way.
Miracle worker.
Literally.
Miracle worker. Because I can think of a specific thing. And I remember Jasmine telling me a year ago, like, Tyra, you don't know what's going to happen. You're going to forgive this person. I was like, no, I'm not. I can't see myself forgiving somebody for what they did. Like, I can't see it.
Yeah.
I just, my mind cannot wrap around, like, you did this to me and I'm just supposed to forgive you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I did. But... I mean, it took time, conversation. Like, things had to happen.
Yeah.
Right. When I think about situations, because, like, I feel like I've never done something to somebody that would question if they had, like, where they had to choose to forgive me. Because I'm very considerate of other people, and I always think about other people before I make choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like sometimes it is hard for me to try. I mean, I feel like it's easy for me to forgive, but sometimes it is hard because I'm like, well, I know I wouldn't do that. But going back to what you were saying, like, I think that sometimes I'm so stuck in the idea, like, when there's been times where I felt like I couldn't forgive somebody, but I'm like, okay, well, even though they've made a mistake, that doesn't mean that they can't grow either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Because sometimes I get stuck in that, oh, well, they did that and that's going to be them for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
But people can grow and people do change. And sometimes I feel like, I feel like I have forgiven people years behind past things and I forgive them and they are really a different person at that time.
Because I think you change too.
Yeah. It's like, at that time, it's like, I think this person ain't gonna ever change.
And
I can't be like this.
Yeah, I can't see myself forgiving you. And that's me forgiving you whether I choose to like not talk to you again or choose to let you be in my life. But, you know, things happen over a course of time. Like I said, you change as well as the other person. So I feel like if some time has happened and the person actually seems, you know, genuinely remorseful, then
I've
had people I've forgiven for stuff that they never apologized for. Never seen remorseful at all. Like, I think about just you know, situations from how I grew up and things like that. And I, at that time, think of my younger self. My younger self was like, I'm never forgiving this shit. But me now, I'm like, eh, you know, no one's perfect.
Right.
That does not make anything right.
Right.
But no one's perfect. And I'm not going to hold this in my heart because that does nothing for me.
Exactly.
I can move on. But I'm going to have a strong boundary in place to ensure that nothing happens to me like that again. So it's like, that's just, I think that's a part of it too. Kind of what you said at the beginning of holding a space for people aren't perfect, but keeping boundaries up as you continue.
Yeah. Does forgiveness look, oh, we're going to say something. Sorry.
Yeah. Jamie. I was just going to say, I feel like for a long time, like, I didn't really understand the concept of you forgive people for you.
Yes.
And I feel like now I do, because I know when I'm in situations, I think, like, when I think about me forgiving people easily, is because it's like, I don't like that, like, that blockage in me. And it's like, even though, the situation still may be fresh or whatever, I'm choosing to forgive so I can open my heart up and move forward. And so for a while, I didn't really understand, like what? No, I'm shitty and I'm gonna be mad. Then it's like, well, you know, I'm feeling stuck. And so I feel like when I started to forgive people, not because of, oh, well, I want them to feel a certain way, but for me, then it just felt a lot better for me.
Yeah, I don't like that, like, bitter feeling towards a situation or people, because it's not peaceful. And like, literally, I know it's cliche, but me feeling that way does nothing to the other person. Like, literally nothing.
They literally,
it's just
care.
All me. Like, it doesn't affect them any type of way. They can still go on about their day, you know, and it's just all within me. So it has been easier for me to let stuff go. And not, and when I say, like, nonchalant, not like things don't matter, because things definitely matter, you know, but some stuff I just choose not to take with the grain of salt or take personally, because it just takes so much energy for me to hold that in and, you know, be pent up about something. It definitely is going to take time, and, you know, healing comes in waves. But I think a part of healing for yourself is to forgive whatever happened to you with someone or something.
Yeah.
I think something that I also start doing, which it's like, to some people, they might say, okay, but, like, it's like, you're not at fault. But one thing that I start doing is just taking accountability in situations, not saying that I'm the reason why we ended there. But it's like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I didn't notice the red flags earlier on, and that's on me, because maybe I should have. And sometimes I just choose to take accountability for those things. So it's like, moving forward, I know, okay, well, Jennifer, you should do, you know, A, B, and C if you're in another situation, so you won't end up in this situation where you have to forgive somebody, because it would just, you know, end or whatever from the beginning.
Yeah,
because you notice these things.
Yeah. Does forgiveness, does it look differently with, like, friends versus family versus romantic partners? Is it easier for you to give one and the other? Or harder?
I feel like it does look different. I think it kind of looks different for me, but I think just seeing other people, or just in general, I feel like it would look different.
Yeah.
Me personally, I view it as, like, forgiving family members may be a little bit more difficult, because it's like, okay, well, you're family, you shouldn't be doing, like, you shouldn't put me in a position where I have to forgive you, or you shouldn't have done that to me.
Right.
So I feel like there's a higher expectation when it comes to family for things.
Yeah, because you can't choose your family. I mean, as you get older, you can choose how you interact with family.
Yeah.
And I feel like our generation has done a good job of, like, recognizing, like, okay, you're family, but I really don't have to deal with you. Whereas maybe back in the day, you know, it's like we say, oh, keep everything inside. So, you know, like, nobody needs to know that we have this drama. And then it's just very dysfunctional. But I'm supportive of people not talking to family members if y'all don't laugh. I think a boundary. I have so many friends, you know, who have you know, impaired relationships with their parents or, you know, other family members for whatever reason. Like, I feel like it has shown up a lot in my closer circles. Which, you know, I, especially my friends who have impaired relationships with their moms and stuff, because, you know, me and my mom are very close. Mm-hmm. My dad and I have a complicated relationship, but, you know, I've seen it a lot more as I've gotten older. And so I understand why some people choose that boundary. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like, I just have, I've tried it over and over mm-hmm. again, and I just can't.
Yeah.
I gotta keep my distance with you.
I have that with a whole kind of side of my family, mm-hmm. like, where I just don't engage, because every time I try to, drama comes up mm-hmm. or I'm being lied on about something I said or didn't do. And it's just like, I was just literally trying to build a relationship.
Right.
You know? And so right. to feel like my genuineness is constantly being taken out of context or being used against me, I don't like being put in situations like that, whether you family or not. And right. so, yeah, I do have hard, real hard boundaries with some family members. I just don't talk to them. Yeah. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, for sure.
But it just kind of is what it is.
Because that's painful, because you try so many times. Yeah. And then it's like, okay, I forgive you. I'm going to try. And then they do something else again. And it's like, what is going on?
Right.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
But I'm a girl's girl. So it's way easier for me to forgive my friends, because... Yeah. That's just mm-hmm. how it is. I don't know. I don't see my friends, like, literally, I don't see any of my friends just really doing something to hurt me, like, on purpose.
Right.
Granted, we can have conversations, you know, and I'm like, okay, this happened and I feel this way about it, you know, and that may not have been your intention, but I'm going to let you know. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I just don't see my, you know, mm-hmm. I don't see my friends really just, like, purposefully doing something to hurt me.
Yeah.
I mean, because obviously you're not my friend, but yeah, I don't see that. And then with men, I don't got to deal with you, so I could, bye. But people that I, you know, choose to stay with, because, you know, all relationships require a lot of forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. All of them. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Why?
A lot of forgiveness.
Jeez, sometimes.
And what I have noticed with men is if they do something that hurts me and it's like, you know, detrimental to our relationship and I decide to not deal with them anymore, they always come back around, because they always do. But when they do cycle around, my guard is all the way up.
Yeah.
Like, all the way up. I'm never going to feel the same way about you again. Like, because you did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know? So I very rarely, like, 99% chance I'm never going to date somebody again. 99. I didn't say 100. Just 99. Because that's just how I feel, like, you know, like, my guard is up, and it is just impossible. When it's up, it is, like, impossible to let it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm definitely reevaluating my recycles, because, you know, they just often end the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, okay.
Karmic relationship.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I really have to meditate on it. And I don't always like my meditation answers. Because they be real loud. And then, you know, I go get a reading. And then that's even louder. And it's like, okay, I get it. Thanks. Like, but it's just all around, you didn't learn your lesson. And you're still not learning your lesson. Why do you keep engaging? Why do you keep... I was like, because I forgave them. And uh-huh. sometimes it's like, forgiveness does not mean a redo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it like doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah.
You know, sometimes forgiveness is just like, okay, cool, we straight, it's no hard feelings, and we're going to move on.
Yeah.
You know, and just leave it in the past mm-hmm. and not letting things come back. And so I'm really looking at that right now.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's tough.
I know. I'm in that situation with somebody I thought I never would forgive. And now, like, I still was like, I don't know how I feel about this person. But my guard wasn't completely up, which is also new for me. And then conversations have happened. And I was like, okay, not only did I get the actual apology I needed, because mm-hmm. What I need you to do is acknowledge that what you did was fucked up.
Yeah.
And then conversations happened that showed me why you did the fucked up thing, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So it definitely takes a lot of, you know, just a lot of processing. Yeah. But, you know, how you choose to forgive somebody is not a sign of weakness. It does require you to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that, like, because you choose to forgive somebody that you're weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I feel like choosing to forgive somebody actually shows that you have like a sense of like a high level emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. that you know that, okay, I can still feel hurt by it and choose to forgive you at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. Okay, the last thing that I wanted to ask y'all, have you ever had to forgive yourself?
Ooh, all the time.
Same.
All the time. Mm. We have our little internal talks and I'm like, girl, now you know. But that's okay.
Yeah.
And you're still great and you're still amazing. Like, I literally just gave myself a talk like that the other week. Mm-hmm. And it was a talk that I needed to give. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. it's okay. And you know, you learn and you're going to keep learning. You're going to have other shit to learn too. Yeah. And we're going to keep on trucking.
Keep on going.
Yeah.
Jenny, you had to forgive yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I forgive myself at least once a week. I mean, yes, literally.
All the time.
I mean, yes. I'm constantly having, you know, conversations with myself and constantly, you know, apologizing or whatever the case is. But yes, all the time.
All the time.
You ever catch yourself? I catch myself sometimes. I'm like, Aisha, that was stupid. Literally, that was some stupid shit.
I was about to say, Tyra, why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I mean, I understand why. I get it. However,
girl, you really shouldn't have did that. But
now you knew that was not going to go well.
This is not going to go well for you. Like, I told. Now, yes, you know, this is not going to go well, right? Okay, we're doing it anyway. Got it.
Why did you let that happen to yourself? All right, girl. Now, you know, we done this before. Right.
Yeah.
Or why you put yourself in that situation to let that even happen?
Yeah.
That's what I be having to say to myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to forgive yourself all the time, too.
All the time. Then we have our graceful chats. And it's like, it's okay. I'm going to give you grace today.
Yes.
Tomorrow we're gonna make a different decision.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're gonna do something different, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna push you to do that. Okay. Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the moral of it all: being very gracious with yourself.
Yeah.
Being very gracious with other, not very gracious, but being gracious enough. With other people.
Yeah.
And just knowing, you know, what are your boundaries, sticking to them, mm-hmm. and then you know. Just evaluating, like, okay, is this going to be a repeatable offense? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, is this okay? This let me know how to move forward with our relationship. And that means no more. Mm-hmm. Whew, what a task.
Mm-hmm. Constant.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all ready to hop into our segment?
Yes.
We're going to be well and be loved and be you. And we're going to start by inhaling the good shit and exhaling the bullshit. And we're going to talk about CBD.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to look this up because, you know, I'm sure you have noticed all these like CBD places around.
I'm going to say, I'm so tired of them emailing me. Like, they email me one more time. They do spam. You want to do a promo together? I don't.
They spam a lot. But I was like, what? How? Because I wanted to know. How is it like legal is what I, so I had to do a lot of research.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you guys. Yes. Okay. So CBD is like a certain compound from marijuana.
Right.
That is extracted, but it doesn't contain THC. Uh-huh. THC is the part that gives you like that mind altering, the psychoactive, the high feeling. Uh-huh. So it doesn't have THC in it. But it does produce some benefits. So I want to tell you what the benefits are. And then also, I had to look up, like, what is the Indiana law? Because, you know, somebody called us the Texas of the Midwest.
Really?
Yes, because I was talking so much shit about Texas removing their mask mandate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ours is up in a few days.
Yeah.
And I was like, see, I was talking all that shit. And look at Indiana. Looking stupid. Yeah. So, yeah, somebody called us the Texas of
Lifting
the Midwest.
Everything. Masks, capacities, everything.
We open.
Wow.
We are.
We gave y'all the vaccines. Go get them. We open now.
We open. Crazy. Yeah, do your thing. So, I saw that a new law became, like, you know, it made it legal in 2018. That basically said CBD has to come from hemp.
I was going to say, it's like hemp. Do hemp protein. Yep. Yeah.
Which the hemp plant is in like the cannabis family, but it doesn't have THC. It doesn't have enough THC to create like those effects.
Right.
So basically the law is like the CBD has to come from hemp and it can't come from like just regular weed that makes it illegal.
Yeah.
I guess. Whatever. So that's why you see all these CBD places popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. But you can get like oils, gummies. Yeah. They have like the topical ointments and stuff that you can get. So it comes in lots of different products. Mm-hmm. But a few of its benefits is one, it can relieve pain. Mm-hmm. So my aunt was telling me how she has like joint pain and stuff, and she'll put the topical like on her ankles or something like that, and it helps a lot. It can decrease anxiety and depression, as well as insomnia and anxiety related to PTSD. So a lot of people take it for that. It can help reduce cancer related symptoms like nausea and vomiting. And there was a study that showed that there was like increased pain relief with patients who had CBD and THC together versus just THC by itself. So like the CBD helps relieve a lot of that. It can help reduce acne. It has like anti-inflammatory properties in it or something. So it helps with acne. And then it also can help with epilepsy or seizures. Yeah. So recently I had been giving my kids, like a lot of kids, if they have like a history of seizures, they get this medication called Epidiolex, which basically is like CBD. And so the FDA actually approved that, and I use it a lot in my job.
Interesting. Yes, my mom's show called me talking about CBD oil.
No, I'm curious.
I was curious, like, I mean, I know all in all, it generally just relaxes you. So I was just wondering, like, okay, but will it help me fall asleep?
Or am I just going to be relaxed?
Am I just going to be chill? I think I should have brought some. Handed them out for you guys.
Little favors.
Try recording them out. Favors. Let me know. But yeah, I just wanted to know because I'm like, you know, Indiana, they don't play that. Everybody else around us made weed legal but us. It probably ain't happening no time soon. But you know how long it took for us to be able to get alcohol on Sundays. But I did just want to know, like, where all these places keep popping up. It's one around the corner.
They're everywhere.
Yeah,
they're like random, like you see signs.
Or they be like CBD sold here.
I be at like, you know, the smoke shop getting my hookah and stuff, and they be having the gummies, and I'm like, can I buy this? Like, but yeah, you can. So
I think I might try it.
I think I will too.
Mama almost called me talking about, well, I'm not taking this medication no more. She's stressing me out right now. But she's like, I heard about this CBD oil and, you know, I was going to go get some. But, you know, the bottle was a little small. So I'm going to see if my doctor could write a prescription. I said, first of all, ma'am, it is not a replacement. Second of all, ma'am, the bottle was too small. Third of all, like, your doctor isn't going to write a script for this. Like, I just want you to understand. You just go to the store and get it. Well, that didn't look like enough. Well, mommy, you also didn't try it. So, stressful.
They have, somebody has a, it's like a skincare line that has CBD in it. Or, like, hemp. So, I think I'm going to try it.
I love me some hemp, child. You know, with, them people that be in Atlanta, they got some hemp-like smoke shops. Where it'll look like weed. I've seen it, like bags of it, and it'll look like weed, but it's not because it's hemp.
Yeah,
and they be all different colors, like, and you smoke it. They make a lot of different things out of it,
or like
buy it. Like, I don't have to find it, but they have like smoke shops, but they're all hemp. They have some down there.
Yeah, because I feel like somebody on Twitter was talking about hemp being, well, not being a good replacement for if you like are trying to curb your like THC cravings. But I think that was like one of the herbs they had talked about.
Yeah,
hemp, smoking hemp.
I like it. I've seen all this before, but I've never tried any of it.
I just needed to know, like, the...
What is it?
The science behind it. So go try it. Tell me. Yeah. And our listeners, y'all try it too. Or if you have, let us know. It's literally everywhere.
You're going to find it.
I went to the vitamin shop. They had gummies at the vitamin shop. Yeah. It's everywhere.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So try it. If you're trying to relax, you got some pain... You know, you want to try a natural-ish route.
Natural-ish.
Well, because, you know, if it's a topical, they got to, like, compound it with some other things, probably. But, yeah. Try it. Let me know.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tyra.
You're welcome.
Guess we'll shimmy on down to the Be Loved segment. That is my segment.
That is yours.
Yes,
is.
Okay, wonderful. you know, my brain be sometimes stuck in the past when we had different segments. And
yeah, you know what? I don't remember them, but.
And I was going to say, and I, it's like.
It was a lot of them.
It was a lot.
Remember when we had, everybody had a segment plus the Hot Topic plus something else.
A game.
Plus the She-spiration plus, yes. Those are the longest shows of life. What were we thinking in the beginning?
We just wanted everybody to be included. Have information.
That was foolish. We appreciate anyone who stuck through all of that, because those are like 3-hour episodes.
You say a 3-hour episode now?
Ooh.
We doing what?
You say an hour and a half. Jenny, like, it's time to go.
Jenny's the timekeeper. She has flashcards. 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
1 hour.
1 hour. Almost done.
All right. Wrap it up.
Facts.
Oh, my goodness.
She give me the wrap it up eyes now. So, look, let me start my segment.
No time for side chat.
No time for the chit chat.
We chatted last episode.
Right, we chatted the whole episode. So, go back and listen if you didn't. So, I think that this goes really hand in hand with what we talked about with forgiveness. And so, like, the last 2 years, you know, we've talked about tarot or tarot, however you say it, for yourself.
I can't wait for my next reading.
Are you coming Friday night?
Yeah.
Okay, right. She's so good. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for y'all to get read. But
read me.
Read me. She be reading, okay? But all my readings told me that my heart chakra just needed like healing. Mm-hmm. It was closed. And I felt that, like I could physically feel that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you might feel like you talked about like bitterness, and like bitterness can really manifest. And
yes, it can.
Yeah.
Pain.
Yes.
Anxiety. Like, it can really cause internal issues.
Like your stomach might be upset all the time, and you're like, man, I just feel sick and I really can't shake it, or my chest has been feeling really tight, my back has just really been achy. Like all of those can be feelings of your heart chakra is not in alignment, like it's closed, or it's hurt, you know, all of that, and you need to do something about it. And so with it being spring, you know, I like to talk about spring cleaning in a lot of different ways, and really want to talk about cleansing your heart chakra too, and just different ways that you can do that or set yourself up to do that. So first one is just to make space for others. I think a lot of times, especially if we're getting over somebody or getting out of a situation, it's like, but I'm still kind of holding on to this, you know, and we don't really make space for other people to kind of enter in into our lives or be introduced into our lives. And that can impact like people approaching you or people talking to you, or you even putting yourself out there.
You'll
so
have like a certain expectation of, just let it flow.
Just let it flow. Yeah. And like literally just envision yourself being open.
Yes.
And like when you go into a space, like think about, I'd like to meet somebody today. And like literally inviting those thoughts and kind of visions in. The next thing you can do is to really allow yourself to feel your feelings. So that's really hard for people where if they are like kind of... if they kind of shrug their feelings off or they're like, I'm fine. It's cool. I'm moving on. When really they really are hurt. Really letting yourself feel that and kind of sit in that.
Yep.
Even if it just kind of takes a day and you got to go cry, like literally just go and do it just to get it out. The next thing you can do is really is within your space. So you can burn essential oils and candles and incense, but these specific ones that are really related to your heart chakra. So scents of rose, scents of lavender, sandalwood, orange, jasmine, all of those scents really go to your heart chakra, especially if you have like bath salts or balms that kind of have some of those infused with them. Bathe in that like and really really cleanse that way. And then the next thing, also related, you can choose crystals that are really related to your heart chakra and healing, like rose quartz, jade, green tourmaline. I think that's how I always say it, at mm-hmm. least. Or green avertine. All of those crystals can help really unblock your heart chakra and really attract love energy. So especially if you're like feeling hurt, sometimes you can just hold those crystals, or if you're meditating and specifically meditating about that, lay those crystals out with you, especially lighting the incense that we just talked about, and that just really invites that energy in. And then last but not least, meditate, like I just said. So all of those things, I think, kind of layer into that. But literally meditate about being open to love, about being forgiving to others, about, I literally have this written down, and we have talked about this hot topic, but being forgiving to others, not holding hate, not holding grudges in your heart, and how that's just really something that you want to move past. And a lot of times, especially if I'm really doing something that's open like that, I like to do a free write meditation. And so just really settle yourself, meditate on those things, meditate on those thoughts, and then just write and just see what comes out. Like, don't try to think about something to write, but like literally just allow yourself to write and just see what comes out, because a lot of times you'll get good gems from that. So
those are good. Those are really good. It was.
I just think it's so crazy how, like, when we create these, like, segments, like, how somehow they are all interconnected. Because there's parts of mine that was like, oh, in yours, but then just talking about forgiveness and just flowing. Like, it's just crazy how it just all comes together.
Alignment.
Yeah.
Like Tyra said, it was on my heart.
It was. It was on my brain. It just kept popping up. I was like, okay, we're going to talk about it today then.
So happy cleansing. See your heart and your heart chakras.
I just feel like I'm gonna cry. I don't know. Oh,
Yenny.
Your heart chakra's open. Did she help you open your heart chakra?
Okay, I'm okay. I don't know what's wrong.
Yenny, it's like, okay.
I'm good. I don't know why I'm crying right now.
Oh,
my God. I got
maybe those are like happy tears.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Cleansing tears.
Yeah.
They happen.
You got to go do that today.
All those things. Did you write them down?
All those things. Did you write them? I'm going to send them in a screenshot.
Okay, what is wrong with me? What's happening right now?
That's all right. That's all right.
Let them use you.
Let them use you. Look.
Let them use you, okay? It's all right. Be moved, okay? Be moved.
Oh, man. Okay, so in the BU segment, we're going to talk about feminine energy. And like I was just saying, it's kind of crazy how I feel like all these are kind of like interconnected. But when I think about, and this, I feel like this is like feminine energy. It's been something that's been like heavy on me because of just like who I am. Yeah. Like, you know, I feel like, and it's just me knowing myself. I feel like, you know, I know that I come off as Bridget.
I think I do.
I think in how I do things sometimes, like with it, just like sometimes needing like it to be structured.
Yeah.
Yes.
Needing things to be very black and white and very like, you know, just straightforward sometimes. And not saying nothing is wrong with that, but I think that that has kind of taken a role in all parts of my life when I kind of, like when it comes to work, like my career, I'm okay with me being that way because I just feel like I like things to kind of be just real straightforward.
Yeah.
But like when it comes to like my personal life and stuff like that, I feel like I've wanted myself to be a little bit more open. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where like this idea of feminine energy kind of came from, because I've asked myself like, well, what is it that I need to do for me to feel more open? And I think, you know, me tapping into that is what I've needed to do. So it's kind of been a process for me. But what do y'all feel like, or do you feel like you have more traits of being like more feminine or like more masculine? And it can just be kind of, I guess, just in general.
Yeah
In your life,
you know, I call myself an alpha female a lot, you know, and so I know that that can be like a masculine trait within a feminine energy. And I think to your point, like, you know, I like the way I like things the way I like them. I know that about myself. But I'm also like very assertive and very direct and, you know, and that's at, even at work too. And I've gotten like feedback, quote unquote, about that. But I'm like, but when a white man does it, it's okay. So when I do it, it needs to be okay too, you know? And because I'm professionally know what I'm talking about. And so I'm going to lean into that.
Right.
And I don't need to be coached down to do otherwise. And so even me saying that, you know, is like, oh, who she thinks she's talking to, you know? And so I definitely lean into that energy more than not. And I see that happen in relationships too. And that's how I identify, like, I need a real strong male counterpart, because then if you're not, either you're gonna feel walked over or you're gonna be okay with me leading. And although I'm a leading female, I still want a leading male to lead me at the same time. And so I think that's been like something that I've just tried to navigate recently.
I feel like for me, as I've mentioned, I feel like from my perspective, maybe other people don't feel this way, but I feel like I'm more masculine. And I think it's because for so long, I feel like I've had to protect myself. And so I feel like I've had to have this, like, and nothing is wrong with it, but I feel like I've had to have this like strong, like attitude or like personality. And it comes off in different situations, or even being like in like in a romantic relationship, I think that me being that way, depending on who the person is, it can kind of come off like I'm challenging you or I'm like questioning what you say. And it's like, well, no, it's not. But it's like, well, I just have to make sure that I'm in a situation with somebody that is a masculine dominant person, or it's gonna feel like, or I'm questioning myself like, well, I mean, is that wrong? Like, should I be more feminine? I don't know. It's like I have this like pull and tug, like, well, am I doing something wrong?
I think I'm very feminine, but like Aisha said, when you're like direct or assertive, people assume that it's masculine. And people need to know that you can be very feminine and still have those traits.
Right.
Like, you can still be very feminine and be strong.
Right.
You know,
know
what you want and be able to assert what you want. But I think overall I'm very feminine. People say I'm masculine, you know, they be calling me daddy and stuff.
My gosh.
But you know, I think I'm very feminine.
I'm outdone.
Oh, that's funny. Aisha, kind of to what you were saying, like, you know, like when you're at work and it's like, well, it's okay for like a white man to do or say this, but it's not for me. Like, do y'all feel like maybe just in general, not necessarily within you, because like, you know, like you have like both kind of traits, but do you feel like society makes it difficult for strong women to like kind of be able to portray both of both of those? Like, I feel like we've kind of been pushed into, okay, well, you can only be feminine and you can't really be masculine because you come off a certain way.
Yeah, for sure. I just think about just how, and some people, that's just like they're, you know, that's just them. But like, I can just tell how certain women play their roles at work. And it's like, I'm going to just act like I don't know just because that's going to make you feel good. And I've had people like directly ask me to do that. Like, you know, maybe, you know, just to make everyone feel like included, like you can like back off and just like take the blame. Like, and I'm like, but no, like, and it's a hard no for me, and you know, and we can talk about it, but that's like a no. So I've just gotten, and it's just, it's real interesting in corporate America, and just how, I mean, in any role, you know, in a lot of jobs, just how, you know, the women that play that role of, oh yeah, just whatever you like, versus no, that's not right, and I need you to go back and do it again. You know, and how quickly people can try to create your work narrative around being that assertive and being that directive. Oh, you know, she's a little difficult. And it's like, why I gotta be difficult? Because I gave you direction. You wanted direction, right? Exactly. And so that's been a really hard thing I've been battling recently, and just in making sure that I keep my narrative in check, you know, and it makes me not shut up even more. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't even know if I answered your damn question.
No, you did.
See, my work environment is totally different because my field is female dominated. So it's funny because the unit that I work on, a lot of the women are very assertive in different ways. We have some who are definitely not as outspoken as me, and some who are, you know, probably a lot of it, they are a lot more cheerful than me, or some who just are, you know, don't say much. And you don't have to if you don't have much to say. But so my field is very, it's very empowering, especially the unit that I work on, because most people will speak up for themselves. And it's funny because, you know, the doctors are of course mostly men, a lot of men, and who really don't know what they're doing, especially like when they're going through residency or like their interns and stuff. So we have to give them direction a lot of time. But and maybe because I work in pediatrics, it's, the culture is different, but they are a lot more receptive. It's very few occasions where, you know, somebody didn't really take a recommendation correctly. But it's very more empowering. I know it's not like real world or like corporate America, you know, type of examples. It's very different from that. But yeah, I feel like it's just, I don't think a lot of people are hard to work with, you know, especially when it comes to, if you speak up for yourself and you say, this is what I want, or I need this order, nobody really looks at you like, you know, she's difficult, or she's hard to work, or even if you question the order, nobody, you know.
Yeah, well, I definitely think depending on like what field you work in, like
exactly
doing that, it's encouraged more so in certain fields. Because I know, I mean, like for mine, I know that it's definitely encouraged. Like if something, like if you're not okay with something, or if you have questions, or even if you like challenge someone, it's not, it doesn't come off like, okay, well, you're trying to go over my head,
right?
It's kind of like, okay, well, you're just checking me, because we all make mistakes.
Right.
But I mean, yeah, I think depending on the field that you're in, it can kind of be viewed differently.
Because our jobs require a lot of advocacy, so I think that's probably why, like, a lot of it is speaking up, whereas probably like marketing or something else, it's not quite the same. So it comes off differently.
It depends on who you work for.
That's true. That is very true. And I work for, I work for a teaching hospital too. So that makes a difference as well, because it's probably not the same. You know, in other hospitals.
Okay. Well, a few ways that you can that you can tap into your feminine energy is by loving and taking care of your body. And so like some of the things that Aisha was mentioning, like really taking time for yourself, and like, you know, like when it comes to like if you're working, coming home and like really creating a space where you are, you know, you have time to be alone, and you have time to, you know, if it's like taking a bath or like self-care, and really tuning into making yourself feel good without having to get that from somebody else. You can also like, or also don't wait in for like something, like some type of event or some type of thing to happen for you to feel good. Like choose to feel good without it having to be like this big thing happening. And just normalize like that feeling, so it's not like, okay, well, I'm waiting until next month when I'm going on a vacation for me to truly feel good and like enjoy myself. And then also, just be like free flowing. You know, as I mentioned, like sometimes I feel like I can come off real structured, and I think that being that way kind of limits me to being limits me to different opportunities and stuff like that. And so just allowing yourself to, you know, letting things flow, letting things come and go, you know, as they do, and not necessarily trying to force a situation or force something to be in your life. Because mm-hmm. if it's meant to be, then it will. And if mm-hmm. not, then it won't.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then also, like, tune into your emotional expression. And so, you know, being, like, increasing, like, how you connect with, like, your emotions. So, like you were saying, you know, like, feel your feelings. But really knowing, like, how you feel during different situations and allowing yourself, like, being okay with feeling that way.
And being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable and, like, open. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Those are some ways that you can tap into your feminine energy.
Like Thanks. It. I like
Free
it.
Free flowing.
You got a she-spiration for us?
I do. So the she-spiration that I'm going to leave y'all with is, remember that you are entirely up to you. So basically, like, no one has control of, like, what you do, and that the decisions that you make will determine what, you know, your future will basically be like. So do today what your future self is going to thank you for.
Well, thank you.
What a You're great welcome. Episode.
You are up to you.
You are up to you. We talked about forgiveness.
Yes.
CBD.
Yes.
Cleansing your heart chakra. Yes. Tapping into your feminine energy. I like that.
I like that.
This is nice. Well, we know that y'all like it too. Or maybe we don't, because you don't tell us. And we would like to know. We want to know how y'all feel
yes.
about our episodes. What you are gaining from it. What you have to add into it. Or if you want us to talk about something.
Yes.
You can also let us know as well. You can find us at shenanigans_pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can go to strengththeshe.com. That's where all of our little stuff is. That's where we base that.
You know, it's our home.
It's our home. And you can go to shop.thestrengthofshe.com because we have merch and y'all need it.
Y'all need
it. Y'all do. Anything else?
No.
All right. Well, we will catch y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.